Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 35, Psalm number 35, and we sing from the beginning, 1 to 5. Psalm 35, to God's glory. Let us join together in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as we sing the Psalms of imprecation, we find that they are written and sung in the Scriptures without hesitation, without apology, without any sense of dispropriety, and with a sense that these are words that express some of the realities of a true spiritual experience. We recognize, Heavenly Father, that there are enemies who speak words and, as it were, throw stones and throw spears at God's people and plot in dark places. And we read concerning them that God is angry with them, and God is not only speaking against them, but acting against them. And so we pray that whilst we will not, as it were, treat them as they treat us, nonetheless we will pray that God would deal with them in a manner that is proper. We wish harm to none, O Lord. And we would pray the prayer of Christ, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing or saying. And so we sing these psalms because they are meant to be sung, and we are commanded to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs as we make melody in our hearts to the Lord. We rejoice that the Scriptures are written, never to be changed, and that the Scriptures are recorded in such a manner that there is no need for them to be changed. Nothing needs to be added. Nothing can be repealed or displaced by something else. There is nothing better than what is written concerning Jesus Christ our Lord. So as we gather here, we pray that we would be Christians in the truest sense of the word. Followers, believers, pupils, disciples, imitators of Jesus Christ. That we would be amongst those who down through the ages have stood apart from all other religions, because we stand for something that in the eyes of the world is foolishness. The crucifixion, the cross of Christ, the word of the cross, the meaning of the cross, what the cross says, as it tells us not only that we are all sinners, but that we are helpless sinners, and that if we are going to be delivered and become something different than sinners, it must be by something that someone does for us. And we give thanks, O God Most High, that the gospel is crystal clear and constantly clear, that all our hope and all our trust is in the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord, and he is not only our Lord, but he is our greatest friend, and that he is one who has come down from heaven's glory into this world of sin and manifested grace and glory. And when he became flesh, he was filled still with glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, full of truth. And those who have seen him have seen the Father. This is what God is like. And so we rejoice this evening, O God, to be Christians, to have the Christian writings in our possession, to have Christian fellowship, to have the Christian promises before us, to have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and to have the assurance that his work on earth was finished and fully and finally done and pleasing to God, and that in his resurrection he is, as it were, leaving death and humiliation behind, never to die again, never to be humiliated again ever, never to be in the hands of wicked men crucified afresh, but the Lord of glory, to whom belongs everlasting, unquenchable life. This is a mystery of mysteries, O God. And we not only marvel at it, but the angels do. And we marvel at it now, but in eternity we will be marveling at it still, that God should do such a thing. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Heavenly Father, we look to him, and we pray that we would listen to him again this evening, as he speaks his wonderful truths. This is our prayer. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let us turn to the Gospel according to John. And we're going to read some verses in the chapter 18. It's a fairly lengthy reading. We have, not over lengthy, but fairly lengthy, in chapter 18 from verse 28, and we shall read to verse 12 in chapter 19. In John's Gospel, chapters 18 and into chapter 19. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation do you bring against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, that is, an evil worker, we would not have delivered him unto thee. Then Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. Then I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But you have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then they cried all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again, and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then Jesus came forth, wearing the crown of thorns, and the purple robe, and Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? Where do you come from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you, and have power to release you? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that hath delivered me unto thee has the greater sin. And from henceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. And we'll leave the reading there and continue to sing Psalm 35 from verse 6 to verse number 12.
With darkness.